Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge uprightly among men? No. In your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Psalm 58, verses 1 and 2. In Psalm 58, David addresses lawless leaders, and he asks them if their words were just, their decisions legal, their sentences fair, and their silence honest. Were they upholding the law, defending the righteous, or twisting the law and benefiting the wicked? You see, God established government and law, for without law, society would be, well, it would be as such as we are witnesses to today, in a free fall, a breakdown of consciousness and decency. Jeremiah wrote in chapter 17, verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure," and he asks, "Who can understand it?" It is the heart that evil words come from, and it is the hand that does the heart's bidding. This does not excuse a person from responsibility for their thoughts and actions, these things that they do that are contrary to the will of God, and they are defined as sin in his word. It starts out as a desire, but it does not stop there. In James 1 and 15, "Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." On May 5th, 2025, the Minnesota Supreme Court said, "Exposing breasts is fine in public if it isn't sexual." In its decision, the court found that the mere act of having exposed breasts in public is not enough to warrant a criminal charge. In its decision to overturn the defendant's conviction, the Minnesota Supreme Court found that the state failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant willfully and lewdly exposed her breasts. The decision states that exposure of a person's body or the private parts thereof alone is insufficient and requires the individual's actions to be conduct of a sexual nature to constitute indecent exposure. So what could possibly go wrong? Unjust judges were living in David's day, and they carry on the traditions of that appointment today with false justice, false pretenses, and obligations to ideologies and beliefs. They care not for righteousness or the laws of God set in place by him for his creation. These judges instead bring death through their rulings. Their words are like butter on a warm day. When the heat of truth rises, their words cannot stand up. They close their eyes to the suffering that they cause, the destruction they leave in their wake. They have lost their grounding and serve falsehoods, untruths, delusions, and deceit. They no longer understand reason and are afraid of truth. They quake under their robes, some fearful or slaves to other men, and others quake at the lust for power that possesses them, that which they seek and desire. An attorney told the court that the law is not applied equally because a man would not face the same charge as his client who is a woman for going topless. Well, then a comparison is being made, and it says, well, if Johnny doesn't have to wear a shirt today, why should Sally get in trouble when she doesn't want to wear one? Is that not playground mentality? Are we now to use preschool and kindergarten logic to settle on how we are to see and live in this generation's world? Making suitable adjustments, leaving chaos and confusion by their weak and shallow words and dark ideologies, these judges leave open the door for wolves and predators to walk through it. And I ask you, what would you tell your young child the first time that they ask you why that lady over there doesn't have a shirt on? What do you tell the young teen that is standing there taking in the sight of a half-naked woman in the parking lot of the convenience store? Could you explain to him that, oh, there's nothing sexual about her appearance, that she's just someone out for the day who is exercising her freedom of expression in public? Don't turn from him, but watch for the reaction on his young face. I ask, is it not enough that the flood of online pornography fills his head, or the sexual perversions that are being presented to him in school under the guise of equity and inclusion? Are they not taking him to dark places that will test his will and devour his innocence for lack of self-control? How will you help him to navigate these waters with understanding? Can you? or will you be drawn in by what you see yourself? Who are we, and what have we become? After Adam and Eve bowed down before the serpent, before they were cast from the garden, God covered their nakedness. He provided for them animal skins to wear as they left the garden and went out into the world. They were physically covered with the animal skins. Blood was shed to cover them, and guilt and shame came upon them. They knew that they had done wrong and tried yet to hide it. Today, wrongs are flaunted in public, and they are thrust upon those whose heart cries at the sight of what is happening. The state of Minnesota used the words willfully and lewd when talking about the case and the route that they considered when they were making their ruling. They said a willful act is an act that a person commits deliberately. In other words, there is no doubt that he knew what he was doing when he engaged in that behavior. In the legal world, describing an act as willful is almost always saying that what the person did was wrong, that he knew it was wrong, and that he did it anyway. Now, here comes the interesting question. What would have been the intent and the purpose of leaving her home without a shirt on that day, only to be arrested for walking across a Quick Trip parking lot half naked? A motive is what inspires a person to behave in such a way. Intent, on the other hand, is the state of mind a person is in when they decide to act in such a way. Intent is what the courts analyze when determining whether an action was performed willfully. And so what could or what would possibly go wrong? What would possibly be the intent of a woman to leave her house, go to a public location, and walk around without a shirt on? Psalm 4:1, David writes, "How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? How long, I ask, will it be before one who is fully exposing himself to another is acceptable in public? Can our justification be that there was no sexual intent or consideration when we chose to do what we did? What will be the stopping point of this downhill slide? When will we say no to folly and her ways, to foolishness and its pleasures, to wickedness and its perversions? Proverbs 9:14-16, the woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And whoever lacks sense, she says, let him come." Matthew Henry says of these verses, "How diligent the tempter is to seduce unwary souls into sin. Carnal, sensual pleasure stupefies conscience and puts out the sparks of conviction. This tempter has no solid reason to offer, and where she gets dominion in a soul, all knowledge of holy things is lost and forgotten. She is very violent and pressing. We need to seek and pray for true wisdom. For Satan has many ways to withdraw our souls from Christ. Not only worldly lusts and abandoned seducers prove fatal to the souls of men, but false teachers with doctrines that flatter pride and give liberty to lusts and destroy thousands. They especially draw off such as have received only partial, serious impressions. The depths of Satan are depths of hell, and sin without remorse is ruin, ruin without remedy. How long, O men, how long will you turn my glory into shame?" Shame is dishonor, disgrace, and reproach. It is insult. Glory is honor, splendor, respect, reverence from others, being worthy of praise. How long will you perverse the beauty of creation? In Genesis 1:27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them." And how far we have fallen since our creation. We were never meant to live as we do, to think as we do, to act as we do, to hate as we do, to be as perverse as we are. And yet here we are. We are far beyond a time for silence and of our fear of men and what they may do. put your trust in God, Christian. Do what is just and righteous. If not you speaking out against the wrongs now being done and speaking for the lives now being stolen or destroyed, then when is it that you will speak? Must it be you or your children or your grandchildren that suffer in order for you to move and to act? We will each give an account for why we did not do as we were commanded, why we did not take a hold of the opportunity that was presented to us, or why we did not fight when we were fully equipped, why we did not defend our faith and those who were unable to defend themselves. On that day, what will you say when it is your turn to give an account? Don't be swayed by smooth talkers who ask you, "Did God really say?" Heavenly Father, may your words burn like a fire in our hearts. May we yearn for your righteousness to fill the earth and help the captives to understand that they have already been set free. They have only to believe in the one who has freed them. Amen.